You know, when we do these pledge drives, we interrupt regular programming, but we also bring in a lot of really great guests. And our next guest is Father Henry Attem. He is the pastor at St. George Catholic Church. He's also part of the leadership team for Catholics Come Home, and he's the vice president of African Conference of Catholic Clergy. So he is just a little bit busy, just a little. And we're grateful.
We're grateful
that you're here.
Thank you.
We know that all good things begin with prayer. So would you start us with a prayer for this next hour?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and gracious God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to fill each one of us this day and every day. As we seek to do your will here on earth, we ask you to bless us, to guide us, and to help us never to be discouraged. We ask you to bless all those who have embraced the church's mission of evangelization, especially the members here at Quest Radio. May you bless their efforts. May you bless this drive. And may you help all that we do to continue to promote your name, to be successful for the greater glory of your name and the sanctification of your people. We now ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so few housekeeping rules before we start the interview part of it, okay? So we have this great bell.
Okay.
We get to have fun. Whenever we meet a goal, we get to ring the bell. So what your goal is for this hour is
$1,600.
We tried it last hour. We didn't make it. So we're going to try it again this hour.
Okay.
We have a donor who will give us $1,600. They want to give it to us, and they're going to give it to us, but they want to bring $1,600 in from other donors as well.
Okay.
So they are saying, come on and get $1,600 called in, and then it becomes $3,200 for Catholic Radio.
We're going to try it.
We will ring the bell when we get $1,600. Called in.
Sounds good.
We also ring the bell if we get something called a founder. We actually ring it twice because we ring it once for founder and once for meeting the goal.
So meeting the goal.
Because our goal is lower than the founder. Our founder is $100 a month for 36 months.
Okay.
And they get their name on a plaque that says that they are a founder of Catholic Radio. And forever they get to say that. You can give it in somebody else's name if you want to make somebody else. You could give it as a gift if you make them a donor. You could do it for your business.
Awesome.
So the name will go on the plaque that is here in the studio that says that you are a founder of Catholic Radio. For the rest of your life, you can say you're a founder. You can put it in your obituary someday.
Okay.
You'll be a founder of the Quest Catholic Radio.
All right.
So that's some of our housekeeping things. You also get prizes, or not prizes, but gifts. We give you gifts. Two of the gifts would be the Immaculate Heart of Mary and Sacred Heart of Jesus prints that are here. They're kind of sepia tones. They come from an 1800s print from Germany.
Okay.
And we're giving that to every monthly donor. Anybody who calls in as a monthly donor, no matter the amount per month, they'll get the prints.
Okay.
And so we're grateful for every monthly donor. If you call in as a founder, you automatically get the Echo Dot. Is it right? The Echo Dot. And also, if you call in with a donation of any amount, whether it's monthly or one time, there will be a drawing at the end of the day. So you just have two more hours to get in the drawing for the Echo Dot from everyone who contributed, no matter the amount.
Awesome.
So we'll give away one at the end of the day through the drawing.
Okay,
so now it's time to get started. If we could start, you know, often whenever I do a pledge drive, we have a young man who says that they were inspired by what they heard to more seriously consider the priesthood. So I try and start with vocation stories. Would you start there?
My vocation story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Cameroon in West Africa. And when I completed high school, my family moved to Georgia. That was about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when we came to Georgia, my family lived in Gainesville. My mom still lives in Gainesville, Georgia. And I was born and raised Catholic, credo Catholic. And as a little boy, I had a desire, like many little Catholic boys, to become a priest someday. Mm-hmm. And kind of grew up with that desire, but really never had a strong opportunity or even a strong drive to be able to realize that. So when my family moved here to Georgia, I enrolled into a North Georgia college up in Dahlonega. Mm-hmm. I was there for a couple of years, and then I went to University of Georgia in Athens. I transferred over to Athens, where I did the last couple of years. And when I was in Athens, that is really where the dramatic aspect of my vocation story actually starts, when I was a student at the University of Georgia. Because prior to going to Georgia, as I said, I'm cradle Catholic, born and raised Catholic from a very Catholic family. But I, when we moved here, I did not go to church. I've attributed that to a few things, but to many different things. But I did not go to church for over 3 years. And when I was at the University of Georgia, I was finishing up my junior year in college. I ran into a priest, Father Larry Neese. He's the pastor over at St. Michael the Archangel in Woodstock. He was the pastor of St. Joseph's in Athens at the time. And I worked at a convenience store off of Prince Avenue gas station. So Father Larry walks into the store to purchase some stuff for the rectory. He wanted to get a cup of coffee, some milk, and a tray of eggs for the rectory. And then as he walks in to purchase his stuff, he realized that he had forgotten his bill folder back in the rectory. So he brought all the stuff that he had to the counter, and I was, as I said, you know, born and raised Catholic, not been to church for over 3 years, and I saw this guy walking in, and I was like, okay, well, he looks like a priest, because he had his collar on. So when he came up, he told me, he said he forgot his wallet in the rectory. If I would just excuse him, he could run back and get that, and then come back and pay for the stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I was the manager of the convenience store. So I told him, I said, well, Father, don't worry about it. I'll pay for your stuff. But, you know, I said, I'm kind of a fallen away Catholic, so I feel good trying to do something for a priest. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but little did I know that that encounter was going to start an enduring friendship that was going to change my life. Mm. You know, after we did that, after I paid for his stuff, we walked outside and I handed, put the stuff in the car for him. He gave me his card. So when he gave me his card, I never called him. I never made so much out of the meeting or anything like that. So after a few months, I decided that I was going to call him and just kind of, you know, go over and have a little chat with him. Part of it was because I think I was coming up at a time in my life when I was getting a little confused about life. I wasn't sure, you know, what was a good life, you know. So anyway, I went over to meet him, and we had a very, very interesting conversation. Because when I went over, he had a sense that, well, I was someone that was searching for something. And so he finally plunged in a way, asking me about my plans for my life and my plans for the future and all of that. And at the time in the university, I was studying accounting and business. So he was asking me, why did I get into accounting and all of that? And I explained to him that I was studying accounting because I was trying to get into a field that was going to bring me a lot of money. Mm. And immediately he chuckled and he said, well, young man, if you think that money is going to make you happy, and then, you know, you're going down the wrong road. Yeah. And so with that conversation, he kind of helped redirect me, and he helped me to truly understand that it was a life of faith. A life with God that truly became or is the source of happiness, of true happiness. Mm-hmm. So as I was going through my last few semesters of college, that really made an impact in me. Because, mm-hmm. And then he offered me some books to read. And I started reading and I saw a whole different side of life, which, I mean, as a cradle Catholic, I understood. But I had this crisis that so many Catholics have, which is you're Catholic, but you really have no reason why you're Catholic. You're Catholic because you were born and raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. So it was the first time that I think I was able to own my Catholic faith. I read a lot about it. And then with that, I went down on this journey, which ultimately led me to apply for seminary. Mm. So, yes.
Beautiful. And so how long was that journey from being away as a junior in college, meeting Father Meese, getting the books, until you entered seminary? What was the time
frame? So that was about probably about a year and a half or so.
So you finished college and then went off to seminary.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Really good. What a great story. Yeah. And you know, so many of our young people are falling away from the faith in college.
Yeah.
If there's somebody out there listening that right now, you know, maybe just happened onto the radio station and, you know, air quotes happened onto the radio station and they're listening and they're hearing your voice about falling away from the faith, what would you say to them?
Well, you know, I think one thing that we all have to remember is the fact that God has a very, he has just a wonderful and a beautiful way in which he continues to lead and guide us. That, you know, no one is too bad for God to be able to use in this life, you know. And I think that for so many people who are falling away from the faith, the one thing I recommend for them to do is give God a chance. Just give him a chance, you know. And there's so many different reasons why people fall away. Sometimes we get caught up with the routines of life and religion becomes something of less importance in our lives. But I think that it is important for us to always recognize that it is give God a chance. Just give him a chance and see the radical difference that he's going to make in your life. I think at least for me, I think I was able to see that. Yeah.
Ah, very, very, very good. So what would you say then to the parents who have that child that are falling away from the faith?
Well, I think that for the parents, there's a couple of things which I think they should always try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they should never give up praying for their children. We can never underscore the power of prayer, especially in a situation like this. And I think this also goes to speak to my own story. I think, you know, there's something that Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, that behind every priestly vocation, there's a praying mother, you know. And I think that is true of my own story, because my mother, who, you know, as I said, she lives up in Gainesville, even through the years that I wandered off from the faith, she never gave up. I mean, she was, and I don't think I was the only one. I think my siblings also kind of struggled. And I think part of it, some people have said, was maybe because the culture was different when we came over and all of that. But for me, it was much more than just a culture. At the time, I did not make a profound connection with the faith because I had a value system which I think was not jiving with Catholicism at the time. So, but my mother kept praying. I mean, she's the one person, she goes to daily mass, she prays all the time. She's always been faithful to the church. And I think I attribute my reversion to the faith back to her. But also, I think the second thing that parents always have to do is that I think they always have to emphasize and try to create an environment, a culture where there's good values in the home, you know. One of the struggles which I think I see in a lot of parents today, especially younger parents, is they try to do so many things that please children. You know, it's like, well, let me try to accommodate and accommodate and accommodate. And in the end, the more we accommodate, I think the more we teach our kids that, you know, life is this one big accommodation. And then when they get out there in the real world and they see that, well, there's not a lot of accommodating in life, you know, by other people, then it leads them to lose faith completely. So I think parents have to try to maintain a structure at home, you know, and to try to help the kids to recognize that, you know, to be a religious person is somebody who walks within a specific structure, you know. And I think that little things like that in the long run will help kids, you know, to understand the value of always, you know, being connected to the church. So,
excellent. Yeah. Ah, really good advice. Lots of great wisdom. Far as I can tell, we have not had any calls yet. We would love to get the phone lines ringing. If you can make a pledge when you call in, that would be awesome. If you want to just say, hey, Father, we hear you and we love you and we thank you for your call to the priesthood and for saying yes to the call to the priesthood, then give us a call. If you can do both, that's really awesome. But we would just love to get these phone lines ringing. 678-688-4549. Do it quick. We only have about, you know, 40 some minutes now with Father, because we go until 5:57, then take a short break, and then we're going to welcome in our last guest for the day, and that is some teens who are going to talk about God and music. So give us a call now. Don't wait until the last second, because if you call in and you call in honor of Father, do you go by Father Henry or Father
Henry?
Father Henry.
Is fine.
If you call it, whoop, and I'm kicking you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We want to be able to tell him that you called in his honor. We want him to ring the bell when we get to the $1,600 for the hour, but we need your help. We need your help. We need your participation. you know, the good news is that you know, God really can provide for this radio station.
Absolutely.
He just needs to use you as the instrument. So we have to open up our pocketbooks. We have to open up our billfolds. Most of all, we have to open up our hearts and say yes to God and let Him do what He will with our donations that we make to Catholic Radio. So can you be the person who says yes to God and then sits back and watches the Holy Spirit work through Catholic Radio? If you can, then the number to call is 678-688-4549.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and I know I have so many great friends out there who are listening, and I know, and they tell me every time how much they love me and how much they support me. Well, this would be a time, right, for me to challenge them and to ask them to call that number, 678-688-4549, and support Quest Catholic Radio. And I think that at this time, especially in the not only in the archdiocese but in the church, when I think one of the struggles that we have is trying to understand the limits of truth, I think that Quest Radio is something which we desperately need. We need a Catholic voice out there that continues to promote not only Catholic values, but I think that also helps to educate Catholics about, you know, what the Catholic Church teaches. Because, as I said, one of the struggles I had in my own life was, I think I love the church, but I love the church from a point of view of routine. It wasn't so much knowledge that I have of the Catholic faith and all of that. So I think that the evangelistic efforts that I see at Quest Radio, I think, is very important. So, folks, I ask you now to please call 678-688-4549 and make a pledge, and make no pledge is too small to help us in this great effort to continue to evangelize here in our community.
I love it when somebody does my job for me. I love, love, love it. Keep on going, Father.
There you go. Amazing. There you go.
Thank you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about St. George Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
On the homepage of the parish website, one of the first things that caught my eye, it said, Jesus invites St. George welcomes.
That's right.
I love it. So tell us, how is St. George welcoming to all those who are being called to the Catholic Church?
Well, I've been the pastor of St. George now for over 6 years, and it has been such an amazing parish. I've had a wonderful time at St. George. I continue to enjoy serving that community. What we do at St. George is very simple. We try to make sure that everyone who comes through our doors feels welcomed, feels like they are loved by Christ, and feels as if, you know, regardless of where you are on that journey, that St. George has something to offer you and to help you along the way. Mm-hmm. This year is very special for St. George because we have two celebrations that we're celebrating, bookend celebrations. The first one is, well, so we call this the Year of Grace and Gratitude. So we have a year-long celebration, the Year of Grace and Gratitude. And this started in April of last year, or April of this year, when we had a Mass at Oak Hill Cemetery in Newnan. And at that Mass, we're celebrating the first Mass that was celebrated in Newnan 80 years ago.
Wow.
And that was celebrated at the living room of our founding family. The Mass was celebrated in the home of Mr. Ellis Mansour, who came here from Lebanon. And so his faith, in a sense, has inspired that whole entire community. So one of the things we pride ourselves in at St. George is how welcoming we are, especially to foreigners and to, you know, and to strangers, because our parish was started by a foreigner, you know, by Ellis Mansour from Lebanon. And his family has been very supportive of the effort that we're doing to try to sensitize the community about his faith and how fruitful his faith has been to our community in Coweta County. So we celebrated the Mass of Thanksgiving for the first Mass. In June of next year, the Archbishop will be coming down to celebrate 50 years of our current church. So our current church was dedicated in June of 1969. So that'll be 50 years next year. So this whole year has been such a wonderful year for St. George, as we continue to thank God for the for the faith of those who went before us, but also as we make a commitment and a pledge that we too shall continue to do the best we can to keep that faith also for the generations that come after us. So, yes.
So good. So good. All right. So I know that you have a lot of great things going on at St. George.
Yes.
The Year of Grace and gratitude is certainly one of those things. But you also have adoration from Monday through Friday, 9 to 9.
9 to 9.
Let's talk a little bit about that. 50% of our listeners statistically throughout Catholic radio, not necessarily the Quest, statistically 50% of listeners are not Catholic.
Yes.
25% are fallen away Catholic. So they may not know what adoration is. So that's the place to start. And then talk about, you know, what fruits have you seen from that
from
in your
adoration.
Own parish or in your own life?
Oh, absolutely. I think if my parishioners are listening to this, I think they must be tired by now at how much I've tried to talk about adoration and how much I continue to challenge people to go to adoration. And this is because the Mass, which is the central celebration of the Church, is a gift from God to our community. So the Mass is open to all. Everyone participates at Mass. It is the sacrifice of Christ for all. But adoration, when you come into that sacred space and where you're there in silence before the exposed Blessed Sacrament, the body and blood, the body of Jesus Christ in the host, and you sit there in silence, I think that is when you're able to incorporate the fruits of the Mass into your own life.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to give God a chance to speak to you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer me as a community in worship to God. It is I as an individual, God speaking to my own story, God trying to guide me in my own life, because every one of us is unique. And the uniqueness of your life within the context of the liturgy is lived out in adoration.
Mm.
So when I went to St. George, they had a little bit of adoration. They had, I think it was two evenings out of the week when they had adoration for an hour. And I told the parishioners immediately, and they've been very open to this, very welcoming. They've been very supportive. And I explained to them, I said, no parish in this day and age with the challenges that we encounter every day could survive without adoration.
Yes.
Because people have to not only be apostles through participating in the Mass, but we have to be disciples individually, following Christ in our own life and making our story his story. So I think that it has been very transformative to my parish. I could, if there's anything that I think that I got right as a pastor, is introducing adoration into the parish.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're walking there and you know, you see about 6-7 people in the chapel just praying, and you could tell that brings life. It brings real life to the parish. So,
yes.
So I'm grateful for that opportunity to have had the chance to do that. Yeah.
Vocations from your parish?
Vocations.
Yeah.
Well, we, The dynamics of my parish is a little different from many of the traditional parishes. So I have 35% of my parish is Hispanic, and 65% is Anglo, and the Anglo population of my parish is a little older. So it's kind of harder to get vocations from that.
Yes.
From the Hispanic community, I'm still working on that. I mean, trying to see if we could build out some vocations from that.
It's coming.
But,
if you've got adoration, it's coming.
I feel it.
It's coming.
And the people are right there with me. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
And so as we continue with this interview, I'm asking you all to, those of you listening, please make an effort to call in. The number is 678-688-4549, and I'd like all those my many, many, many wonderful friends out there to please call in and support Quest Radio.
And the message I have is that the phone lines are full. So if it's busy, keep calling.
Okay, keep calling.
We have a message coming in. Shout out to Father Henry from Mary with a one-time pledge from St. John the Evangelist.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
So Mary called in, and we'll keep track of all this to see if we can get up to the $1,600, and we'll gradually be getting all these coming, and I'll keep updating you and interrupting
you. So do I get to ring the bell?
Not yet.
Oh,
when we get to
okay.
$1,600,
right,
then we ring
right.
it. Come on, we want to ring this bell.
We're working on it.
We are absolutely working on it. I love it. Okay, so you also have, I saw on your website that there's a ministry fair coming up in November.
Yes.
And so, you know, I encourage all the the parishioners to go on there and look at all that you have going up. In it, you said, you are the church.
Absolutely.
You are the church. Let's talk a little bit about that. Because,
yes,
you know, you're not talking about the physical building, obviously.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think that the one image that always beautifully stands in my mind is St. Paul's image of the body, right? That organic image that St. Paul uses to describe the church. It says we are all parts of this body, and Christ is the body. And in using that organic image, I think St. Paul helps us to understand the functionality of the church, right? That every part of the body has a specific role that it has to play. And that in every part of the body being having a specific function means that the body will not function properly without every part of the body carrying out its own function properly. So I always try to use that image to, let my parishioners know that we all are happy to be here. We are happy that we have a church, a church family. We are happy that we have a place where we could go and worship. But all of that just doesn't happen. Each one of us has to chip in a little bit, right? We appreciate the financial donations. We appreciate the financial support. But also we need your hands and your feet to be there to help make all this happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that the response has really been positive. I think I've received a lot of support from the parishioners also in that light. So November 3rd and 4th, we have another ministry fair. And I'm hoping that, again, they will embrace that invitation to become the church, to be the church. And to make sure that they all again participate in our ministry fair that we have coming up.
Excellent. So, yes. So I'm gonna try and read you a couple of these. Actually, I'm gonna wait until it gets all the way done, so I'm not just waiting because it's a long message here. So we'll wait just a minute.
Sounds good.
What are some of the ministries that people can sign up for? I'll give the number again because I hope there's a couple phone lines open. Actually, I hope there's not. It'd be nice if they're still full. 678. Yeah, it's so good. 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. They absolutely love you. They absolutely love you.
Thank God.
These lines are going crazy out there, which is awesome. So what are some of the ministries that are available for people to
sign
serve?
Up? Mm-hmm. Well, we have the first category of ministries are the liturgical ministries. So, your ushers, your Eucharistic ministers, lectors, altar servers. We can never have enough of those. We always need people to sign up and recommit to them, those who are already committed to them. We invite them to recommit. But also we have all of our social ministries, St. Vincent de Paul. We have our Mercy Meals ministry to assist families that are grieving. When we have a funeral, they provide food for them. We have our Women's Guild, Council of Catholic Women. We have the Knights of Columbus. So we have the squires for the young boys. And so we just started back up with our children's choir. We have that every Thursday in the evening. So we have a lot of different ministries and a lot of different ways that people could be plugged into life in the parish. We have all of that listed on our parish website, and we're encouraging every single parishioner of St. George to involve this year to sign up for one ministry.
Everybody can do something,
right? Everyone could do something.
Everybody can do something. We all have our gifts, and everybody
Absolutely.
Can do something.
Absolutely.
So we are getting an update here. Right now we have $975 that has been pledged. So we just need $625 more in order for Father to ring the bell. So come on, give us a call. Just $625 more, and then we get to ring the bell. And we also have a couple of things here. The next person, we had the shout out to Father Henry from Mary, and she's from St. John the Evangelist, and Anna, and I'll show you, I'll write the last
Anna.
Name because we don't give last names, but I'm going to write her last name
on
here. You already knew.
I know
before
it was.
I know
I was going to call in.
She says that she called in to say she loves Father and prays for you daily, and she donated for you.
Thank you.
The very same time, her husband David signed up
that's right.
from his car for the Dollar a Day Club. So he gave at the Dollar a Day, and he says we love you.
Thank God.
So they called separately. He called from the car, she called from home. They were both on the phone at the same time. And he says, your homilies are inspiring, and we are so grateful to have you in our parish.
Thank God.
How awesome is that?
They've been more than parishioners. They've been like family to me.
That's awesome.
And that's a family I love very dearly. So
that's so good.
So thank them for their support. Yes. Okay. So we continue to ask you to please call in and make a donation, make an effort to support this great work here in the Archdiocese. The number to call is 678-688-4549 and help us make sure that every Catholic and non-Catholic here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta has a chance to listen to Quest Radio.
Excellent. We love that. And so please do give us a call, 678-688-4549. I love seeing this. And we are just $625 away from ringing the bell. So come on. We want to ring the bell. We want to give away some prints. We want to give away the Echo Dot. We want to just most of all, we want to support Catholic radio. That's Absolutely. Really what we Absolutely. Want to do. That's the whole reason that we are interrupting regular programming. Granted, it is really nice to have these beautiful very holy priests that are here with us today, and we are grateful for them taking their time to be here with us and to evangelize in that way. And Thank all you. You have to do is to pick up a phone and dial,
That's
and
all we need.
You get to evangelize. That's all we so need. Come on, let's do it. Okay, so you are also in charge or the president of the African vice president of the African Conference of Catholic Clergy. So tell us a little bit about what your duties are as in that role.
As a matter of fact, I was the vice president up until 2013.
Oh, okay.
August of 2013, I was elected president. So I've been the president for the last
president.
5 years.
Okay.
Yes. Which is okay. And this is an organization that is made up of all the African clergy and religious, African Catholic clergy and religious in the U.S. So it has over 500 members. And we are scattered all over the place. So all the African priests and religious serving here in America. And we have an annual convention in one major U.S. city. And what we do is we get together for this convention and we just talk about some of the issues that are pertinent to our ministry and talk about some of the ways that we could continue to support each other socially, spiritually, to ensure that each one in their own little corner feels like they're getting some kind of support. So that has been a very rewarding ministry for me because I've had a chance to, be able to maintain some of my African, identity and my African culture, mm-hmm. working actively with this organization. And just want to throw this out there because in 2019, July 24th to the 27th, we shall be hosting the convention here in Atlanta. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have a great convention lined out, and we shall be inviting all the African priests and religious again across the nation to come join us in Atlanta to celebrate our diversity, but also to celebrate our Catholic faith. So I'm looking forward to that very much. Yeah.
That's excellent. And I had a friend, he was not African American, but he was serving as a priest in Africa in some of the poorer parts. But, he would show me videos of the masses, and boy, they were lively. I'm telling you what, they were not like the same body and blood of Christ.
They're lively, but they do go on for a little longer.
They do. He said people were disappointed if you didn't give them an hour homily. They walked a long ways to get there. They wanted.
My dad is still back at home in Cameroon, so I go back to visit every so often.
Yeah.
And I was telling my parishioners a story one time when I came back. I had the chance of celebrating Mass at home. And I was telling them, I said, here at St. George, you give a 12-minute homily and people are like, oh, you went on a little too long today,
Yeah.
And at home in Cameroon, they're like, you give a 30-minute homily, they're waiting for the homily to start,
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I'm sitting at home and I don't have all the normal resources that I used to help me, prepare my homilies.
Yeah.
So I kind of have to think off of memory some of the homilies I might have used in the past.
Yeah.
And I have to give a 45-minute homily. So I'm trying to stitch together three or four different homilies I've given here to come up with one homily,
Exactly.
So, but the masses I do live. They are very lively masses. It's more of a celebration. I mean, the very masses are very celebratory,
mm-hmm.
but they are that way because of the people's culture. It's almost culture, right? It's part of the people's culture. So
it really was lovely to just see how excited and on fire they were mm-hmm. to be there. Because many of us, it's like, You know, we're just kind of dragging in. Come on, watching our clock. Hurry exactly. up, get it done. Exactly. Come on, let's go. And boy, they were there and they were engaged and you know, watching the videos. It really was lovely.
You know, that's sad. And it's good you say that, because that's one of the things which I think has become so sad about the culture of mass today in our society. You know, there's such a reductionist approach that people take when it comes to mass, you know, or well, let's just get it there and get it done and go home. Right. And they fail to recognize that it is not just going through, it's not just fulfilling an obligation, that it is more you going to allow God to do something to you, mm-hmm. you know. So the mass is not so much about, okay, well, one of the commandments is I have to keep holy the Sabbath, so let me go and get in my obligation taken care of, but it's an opportunity for me to make myself available so that I could be, I could experience God's love, so I could actually be an object of God's love and God's mercy. So, and in my parish, I try to explain this. I try to explain, help them understand that the Mass is much more than just, you know, much more than just an obligation. It is a relationship that we're trying to forge. It's a relationship we're trying to build.
Yes.
And until we give ourselves, you know, in every relationship, if you don't give, you don't receive. So, and I think that my parishioners have really been, they've been very welcoming to those new ideas that I've tried to, I guess, help them with. So, yeah,
so
it's been great.
Good.
It's been great.
Well, they love you because
yes.
they are calling in for you. So we have Pauline who called in and she gave a one-time donation and she's from the Basilica of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Okay.
Do you know Pauline?
I know her.
Okay.
That's my younger sister.
Ah, so good. I love
yes.
that. So thank you,
Pauline. I love you.
Ah, so good. Edwin
is my brother.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Edwin, I love you too.
He gave a one time from Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
And somebody called in and gave a $50 pledge and said it's from a very loving parishioner. That's
oh,
all it says.
That's great.
A very
that's
loving
great.
Parishioner.
That's great.
So that was really awesome. So we are now at 1,075. We've got Jose, I think that's calling in as well, so we'll get
okay.
that update here in just a minute.
Awesome.
We've got we said Pauline, we said Edwin. Elaine called in with $50,
oh.
so thank
oh,
you
beautiful.
To Elaine.
Beautiful.
Sal called in with $100,
oh.
and we'll be getting Jose's in just a minute, so we'll get an update.
I can't
on
wait
that.
To ring that bell. I want to ring that bell.
Exactly. We
please
ring
keep
the
contributions
bell.
Coming in 678-688-4549. I want to ring that bell as soon as possible. Could I ring it twice? So if I did 1600 twice, could I ring it twice?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Got a few more minutes to go, folks. Please keep the contributions coming.
So we have $1,075 called in so far. We just got another $25, so that's $1,100 called in. So we just need $500. That's it.
$500
so
more.
So that
okay.
could be two people at $20 a month and one $20 donation.
And that's it.
That's
wow.
it.
And that's
and,
awesome.
And we ring
I'll
the
be
bell.
Ringing the bell.
Yeah. So let's
wow.
do it.
That's
Come
great.
On. We
All
can
right.
do this. And we still don't
that's
have
wonderful.
Jose's amount down there. We know Jose's going to pledge, but we don't have the amount typed in. So it's really awesome to see. All. You know, this is my favorite part, honestly. I love doing pledge drives. I
oh,
would not
great.
Do anything for 13 hours a day if I didn't love it. I can promise you that. My favorite part is whenever I get to tell the priest people called in for them.
Oh, that's
it
wonderful.
Really, truly is.
It,
I don't care if
it
they
does.
Make a pledge or not. I certainly, I, you know, I'm going to lose my job if I don't get the pledges
exactly.
in. But you know, it really, that's my favorite part. It truly is, because we need to support our priests,
absolutely.
Especially right here and now.
Absolutely.
Because they're really under attack.
Absolutely.
The church is under attack, and that our priests are, they're on the front lines of that, and they're
no,
taking
right.
it for us. They
you're
are.
Right.
They're taking it, and yet they're still offering us the sacraments. And the evil one wouldn't like anything better for them to all just say, done.
No, you're right.
Done.
You're absolutely
you know?
Right. You're
so
absolutely
we need to pray
right.
for them, and we need
yes.
to support them. And,
yeah.
and it's just so important. Okay, so.
I want to add one more thing, mm-hmm. though, about one other thing which I do here in the Archdiocese. In conjunction with some of my African brother priests, we have it's about six of us here in the Archdiocese. But we come together and we assist in what they call the Pan-African Catholic Organization, which is an organization of African Catholics in the Archdiocese. And we try to organize them, bring them together. This coming Saturday at Corpus Christi in Stone Mountain, we shall be having our annual Mass and celebration. So Bishop Ned Schlesinger of the Archdiocese is going to be celebrating that Mass for us. So also using this opportunity to invite, you know, all those who are able to join us for Mass on Saturday at Corpus Christi, this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. We shall be there, and you'll be in for a real, real African treat. So we ask you to come join us for this beautiful Mass, annual Mass and celebration with Bishop Ned.
And so, open to everybody.
Yes, open to everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful, lively African music. And I promise you, Bishop Ned is doing the homily. So it will not be a 45-minute homily. so you will not have to stay there all night, but come join us for the celebration after the Mass. We normally have a reception down in the parish hall. So.
Okay. All right. So we have a pledge here from Jose. We have a pledge here from Gilda. So we are now at $1,120, which means that we are just $380 away. No, $480.
Wow.
$480 away. $460 away. It's coming in.
It's coming
awesome.
In. Okay.
As strange as this sounds,
yes,
I really like all the $20 and $25
because
that's
contributions.
A participation.
Absolutely,
it really is.
Absolutely,
it's participation, and that's what it's all about. I really think, you know, there is somebody out there that could completely pay for this radio station.
Yeah,
there is somebody that
Absolutely.
Could do that.
Absolutely.
But I think it's more important that we all join hands and we all make it our radio station. It's not the radio station. When you donate, it becomes my radio
station.
My radio station. And
that
I just think
true.
that is so important. And so I'm grateful for all of these donations, these $30, $30 a month, $20, $25, $100, $100, you know, $100 again. It's amazing. And I love the messages coming in for Father. So please keep them
yes.
coming. It is so good. Gilda said, "We love you, Father. You are so inspiring."
Oh, thank
Sal
God.
And Ann said, "Hello to Father Henry. We love you, and you're doing a great job."
Oh, thank
you. So just
thank
all
them.
These wonderful.
They're wonderful people. They're wonderful people. And just so you know, for every effort like this to succeed, we always go back to the concept that our Lord gave us in the widow's mite, you know, that it is not so much about how much you give, it is the heart with which you give it.
Exactly.
And so every little contribution counts. Again, the number here is 678-688-4549. We ask you to please call in and try to support this evangelistic effort here in the Archdiocese as the good people here at Quest Radio do what they can to ensure that the message of the gospel reaches to all the parts of our local community.
Excellent. You know, I had a priest tell me, I still remember it, it's equal sacrifice, not equal gift.
Absolutely.
I love it.
That's wonderful.
I love it.
That's
my
wonderful.
Favorite donation ever, somebody was giving $15 a month. It was during a pledge drive, and they called in and said, "My husband and I have prayerfully considered it, and we can now give $17 a month."
Isn't that something?
I love it. I love it. And that was a sacrifice for them.
Absolutely.
$2 more
Absolutely.
A month, it was a sacrifice. So
yes.
So many of us, heck, $17 a month, we blow that on, you know, next to
That's
nothing.
That's right. Nothing. That's
and,
right.
You know, and here it was, they were sacrificing that for Catholic Radio.
You're absolutely right.
So I love it. I
absolutely
love it, love
right.
it, love it. All right. So the number to call again is 888 Sick,
I know you're low tired. It's been a long day.
Deal.
Let me help you out with
here's
that. Let me help
like
you out with that.
I do pledge drives, and it's a different number. So yeah,
the number here is 678. Just before we go in, just know she's tired. She's been here for a long, long time. She's had a long day.
Thank you, Father.
So
for
I'm
doing
here
my
to
job.
Help her out with that.
Exactly.
So the number is 678-688-4549. Please make an effort to call in and support us.
I appreciate having Father here to keep me honest. He's got to
okay.
keep me going.
That's
Yesterday,
fine.
I started to give out a priest's phone number on the air. Oh, my gosh. We had to edit it out. It's like, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yeah.
We are all just too human. So don't worry about it. You're fine.
Thank
You're fine.
You.
It's not a problem.
I appreciate it. I need a break every once in a while. So thank you
That's
so much
right.
for giving
welcome.
Me that break.
You're very welcome.
All right. So we are at $1,140, which means that we are $460 away, right? $460
okay.
away from $1,600. So please give us a call. How easy is that? That's $40 a month for 12 months, gets us over the top.
That's right.
Two people at $20 a month. If you have already given a one-time donation and you'd like to make it monthly, give us a call. We'll change it over to monthly instead of one time. You'll get the beautiful Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus Prince. You'll get just really the satisfaction of helping Catholic Radio and the grace that comes with that. The number to call, and I'll get it right this time, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Father Henry Attem. Wow, what a wonderful conversation that has been. He is from St. George Catholic Church. The thing that we haven't talked about yet is the Catholics Come Home. You're part of the leadership team.
I am part of the leadership team of Catholics Come Home. Yeah, that has been a very inspiring ministry. I've been on the Catholics Come Home board for almost throughout my priesthood for the last 9 years at least. And it's a wonderful job that Tom Peterson and the team at Catholics Come Home, they are trying to, help, again, a similar effort like what you guys are doing out here, trying to capture the hearts and the minds of fallen away Catholics or those who would like to take a look at the Catholic Church. But they're trying to use social media, we do recognize that a lot of people in this day and age connect, with television. You know, when Tom was bringing me on the board of Catholics Come Home, he revealed something to me which I thought was very interesting. That for every adult American who is about 60 years old, they have spent about maybe 2.5-3 years of their lives not only watching TV, but watching commercials on TV. So almost 3 years of your life has been only in watching commercials. Mm. And so that was where he got his inspiration from putting out those infomercials that advertise, Catholicism and inviting people to come back. So it's been a great team to be on. And there are some really wonderful people who also serve on that board. But it's been a great privilege of mine to be able to help in that effort. And we've seen some fruits through that. It's helped a lot of people find their way back to the church. Some people have had a chance to, who are not Catholics, to look into the Catholic faith. And I think that's been very fruitful ministry, not only for the church here in Atlanta, but across the nation. So.
Very good. And we're going to find out more about that for all of our listeners that are tuning in. Tom Peterson will actually be on tomorrow as a guest at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be able to find out some more about that.
Yes.
But you can, in the meantime, you can go to the website, which is, do you know what it is?
CatholicsComeHome.org.
Okay, yeah. CatholicsComeHome.org.
Yeah, Catholics.
So if you would like more information about that, or just tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m.,
yes.
We are still in need of $460. We really want to ring the bell.
Yes, and we have about 10 more minutes.
Because we stop at 5:57.
Okay, so
a little bit less than 10 minutes.
A little less than 10 minutes.
Come on, we got to do it.
I need to ring that bell.
He's got his hands. I'm going to start slapping your hands here in a minute.
I'm going to 100.
Okay. All right. You want us to be quiet about that or say it?
Let's say it.
Okay. Yeah. So Father himself is stepping up to the plate, and he's given $100 one-time pledge.
Yes.
So that means that that gets us up to $1,240. So we are now at $1,240. So that's just $360 more. Is my math right? $360 to get us
to $360 more, yes.
And that is $30 a month. That's $1 a day club. We just need $1 a day club. Can you be the hero who calls in right now as $1 a day club and lets Father ring the bell? Because I'm slapping his hands. I ain't telling him no.
That's very hard. I have so many friends who are heroes. So say who could be the hero,
I have a lot of hero friends. So we will put you down for that. And thank you.
Thank you for putting your treasure towards that.
And, I also encourage our listeners, it's a hand-in-hand thing. We get to promote, we get to keep Catholic Radio on the air. And we also get to promote things like Catholics Come Home. It's another worthy charity that people can donate to. So if
Absolutely.
You want more information
Absolutely.
On it, then you should go to that. He's donating towards Catholic Radio. It really is a teamwork.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of things here that people can donate to, and we're just asking for a portion of it, and we would love it if you would call us 678-688-4549. How many wonderful people have called in so far, and we just through the generosity now of Father Henry Atim, we have another $100. We're at 1240 so far for this hour, and we're trying to get to 1600, so just $360, $30 a month. We can do this, but we got to do it quick if we want Father to ring the bell.
We got to do it really quick.
Come on, give us a call. All right, so what else do we want to talk about that we haven't discussed so far? We only have, 7 minutes or so. So what would you like to share?
Well, I think I would just like to talk very briefly about the crisis that the church is going through at this time. And I understand how challenging it has been for so many Catholics. The struggle that they've had in having to deal with, I guess, the shame that this crisis brings upon them. But, I go back to the words of St. Teresa of Avila. St. Teresa of Avila says, Christ has no hands but yours. He has no feet but yours. He has no mouth but yours. And I think that if there's anything else at this time in the church's life and in the church's history, I think it's an opportunity for Catholics to really pull together and to show that, yes, sometimes like every body, going back to that organic image of the church being a body, that sometimes in a body, the hand may ache or the head may ache or the feet may ache or, you could have something in the body that doesn't have to be there. That's why you have, medicine to help you, take that out. That ultimately, we all are needed for the body to heal. Every part of the body is needed so that the body heals. So I think at this time, it's a time when all Catholics are called to come together through prayer, through worship, through devotion, to truly help the church to heal from this great crisis that we're dealing with, and to recognize that like every other crisis in the life of the church, we definitely are going to emerge out of this stronger and a more holy people. So.
Excellent. Yes. I love that message. Such a strong message. And we have some messages coming in for you.
Yes.
First of all, pick up the bell.
Okay. Woo! All right. I got the bell. I got the bell.
That is awesome. And that ring comes from all the people that have called in. But,
that's right.
But Claudine called in. And she joined the Dollar a Day Club. Because she said that she wanted to hear you ring the bell.
Oh, Claudine.
So I love that.
Wonderful family.
She's from
wonderful.
St. George.
And, yes, wonderful. And, wonderful people.
Hello from, and I do not know how to say this, it's A-L-L-Y-E-A-S-E at Seton Hall.
Oh, Alice at Seton Hall. That's right.
Okay.
From St. Peter Chanel. She
gave a $50 one-time donation.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
I shouldn't say that. Father Henry, you gave $100, so that played into it. Mary and Paul at St. Peter Chanel, they gave a monthly donation, and they say to tell you hello.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
that's wonderful.
I think that is all of the messages we have so far. We rang the bell. We'll get an update on the dollar amount. They haven't updated it, but I'm doing the math, too,
okay.
I know we made
that's
it.
Okay.
So,
thank you all. So many wonderful, generous people out there. Thank you so much for supporting this Catholic radio. Thank you for supporting me and for helping me meet my goal and ringing this very lovely, lovely yellow bell I have in front of me.
Yes.
And I ask you that as you support us today, please make the support an ongoing effort so that we continue to ensure that the message of the good news of Jesus Christ reaches every part of our local community. Thank you so much for supporting me and supporting Quest Radio.
Excellent. And we have only about 2 minutes
left.
We want to make sure that we get your blessing to us here in the studio as
Absolutely.
Well as out through the airwaves.
Absolutely.
And any final thought that you'd like to share?
Well, I think if any final thoughts, I think I'm just very grateful. Grateful for the opportunity of being a priest. Grateful for the so many beautiful ways, the many wonderful ways that I think that I've been able to experience God's providence in my life. I'm happy with my ministry. I'm very, very happy with my parish, happy with the work that I see going on there and the transformations that I see in the lives of the people there in the parish. Just a word of encouragement that, life as it is, especially in this day and age, It's going to throw at us many challenges, many difficulties, many uncertainties. But you know what? In the end, Jesus Christ said, I have conquered the world. Mm. And therefore, on that faith, we continue to ride along, knowing that with Jesus Christ on our side, someday we shall make it to that goal. And that goal, hopefully, is eternal life.
Absolutely.
So thank you all for the opportunity for having me in the studio today. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to be able to support this wonderful effort.
You are absolutely an awesome priest, and
Thank you.
And the last message that I have here is from David and Anna again.
Yes.
And they actually upped their pledge.
They doubled what they were giving monthly,
and yes. they upped it. So we're grateful to them for doing that. And so now you're blessing to
all
of us.
All right. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to be with each one of us, to help us as we continue to follow your Son, Jesus Christ, here on earth. We do so at a time when so many people are suffering, when so many people are uncertain, when sometimes we do not understand the full working of your Spirit. But we do know that in the Holy Eucharist, you're with us, that you yourself said, I will be with you till the end of the ages. And we continue to experience this blessing that you have bestowed upon each one of us. We ask you to help each one of us to open our hearts to that great invitation that your Son Jesus Christ gave to his apostles. Come follow me. Let us never be discouraged in following you. And at those moments when we feel or experience uncertainties and challenges in life, may we be able to look up to your cross for inspiration, for salvation, and for glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so stick around just for a second because we got to go to the break, but I want to tell you that Chanel and Roslyn.
Okay.
Roslyn. Okay.
That's right.
They're sending a message. I'll give you the rest off the air.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you to Chanel and Roslyn.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
Woo! All right. Thank you. Thank you.